Practice Test 2. This section of the test has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
Before you go off to see that client, I really need that report on...
Way ahead of you. It's on your desk, and the client asked to postpone till Friday.
Great. Sorting out your inbox then, huh?
I will as soon as I grab a bite downstairs.
Oh, I was there just now. I could have gotten you something.
What will the man probably do next? Number 2.
Did you see that they've decided to close these nature trails to cyclists?
It's about time. I mean, it's a constant hazard when you have bikes coming up from behind. The trails are too narrow for cycling and walking anyway.
You have a point, but it feels like they're just shutting the park to a whole section of the population.
Well, if they want to visit, they can just get off their bikes and walk.
What does the woman imply about the change that is being made? Number 3.
I really need a new phone, but I just don't know which one to buy.
I guess it depends on what you use it for. If you play games or take a lot of photos, you'll want something faster and bigger. Just messaging and browsing is a different matter.
I get that, but what really throws me are the prices. Evidently, there is no limit to how much you can spend. But what's the difference? I really don't have time to read a bunch of reviews.
What does the man say about choosing a new phone? Number 4.
When did you say your doctor's appointment is?
Good question. It was scheduled for this Tuesday, but then they asked if I'd mind going in on Friday instead. Unfortunately, I'm busy all day, so I think we've settled on next Monday, but they're going to text me for confirmation tomorrow.
Well, let me know and I'll see if I can drive you there.
When is the woman's appointment? Number 5.
Hello, Professor Bennett. My name is Linda. I don't know if you remember me.
Yes, of course I do. How have you been?
Very well, thank you. I read on the department's website that you have an opening for a research assistant. I have a lot of experience with coding and programming.
Thank you for your interest, Linda. I certainly would have considered you, but unfortunately, the website is not up to date.
Why won't the woman get the position? Number 6.
I've been thinking it might be time to move on.
Is your boss giving you a hard time?
She's the only reason I'm still there. She's under so much pressure herself, but she's always telling me I'm doing a great job.
What then?
It just doesn't give me that buzz, you know? Day in, day out, it's always the same thing.
Well, start looking around, but make sure you get something lined up before you say anything.
Why is the woman thinking of changing her job? Number 7.
I'm considering moving to LA.
but you're always talking about how you love it around here because it's small and friendly.
Exactly. I need to shake things up a bit, and L.A. seems so glamorous and hip.
Well, you know what they say. The grass is always greener on the other side.
How does the woman feel about the man's plan? Number 8.
Have you seen Helen? She said she would lend me her thumb drive with last year's meeting plans.
I don't think I saw her. Val, any idea where she is?
She has a lunch meeting with a client. Could be a while.
Uh-oh. I'm really pressed for time. I'm supposed to finalize my proposal before we clock out.
Have you checked her workstation?
I was trying to avoid that, but I don't suppose she'd mind. It is an emergency.
What is the man likely to do next? Number 9.
Excuse me, is this the right platform for the 450 to Boston?
No, you want platform D. But hold on, it's not the next one. That's going to Hartford. The Boston train won't be here until 4:15.
Typical. Do you know where the first class is?
It'll say on the screen, but it's usually the last car.
Why is the man annoyed? Number 10.
Can you drop this off for me at the dry cleaners?
Sorry, I really can't. I've got so much on my plate this morning.
But it's on your way to work.
Yes, but it's in a no-stopping zone, and it's at least a 5-minute walk to the nearest parking lot. It'll have to wait.
Why won't the woman do the man a favor? Number 11.
Aren't we playing tennis with Mark and Lucy this weekend?
Oh, Mark called yesterday, but I forgot to tell you. The courts at his club aren't available because of a tournament, and he couldn't find anywhere else at such short notice.
It might be for the best. Give my knee a rest. But my backhand isn't going to get any better if I don't practice.
How does the man feel? Number 12.
First day's nearly over. How are you feeling?
I'm really excited. It's such a great opportunity. This is my first real job after college.
Wow, you were so eloquent in today's staff meeting. No one could tell you don't have much experience in the field.
I'm flattered.
Why is the man surprised? Number 13.
Did you enjoy the event last night?
Not so much, to be honest. We had great seats right by the runway, but it just seemed to drag on for hours.
At least the outfits were something I'd actually contemplate wearing for once. I can't bear those avant-garde concepts that look absolutely ludicrous.
True.
What are they discussing? Number 14.
I think I need some advice. I can't seem to keep up.
All right. Let me just bring up your records. First of all, attendance looks good. But in terms of grades, it would seem you're struggling with...
Most subjects, actually.
Maybe you've signed up for too much. Why don't you focus on the subjects you really need and drop... Creative writing, for example?
But that's my favorite.
Why does the woman mention creative writing? Number 15.
A bug was discovered in the app, and the launch is in 3 days. We're going to have to work around the clock.
With our team spirit, I'm sure we can pull this off.
I'll call everyone in so we can get started.
How does the woman feel? Number 16.
Mi chiamo Lucy.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. I'm learning Italian with this app. I need another foreign language on my resume.
I'm not sure an app will get you very far. You might pick up a few words, but it's no replacement for face-to-face lessons.
I know, and that's why the app also offers online conversation classes.
Really? That's a different story then. What's it called?
What does the man change his mind about? Number 17.
Sorry to hear you're leaving the neighborhood. Are you moving somewhere nice and sunny now that you're retired?
Actually, we bought an apartment downtown. I grew up in Florida, so I've had my fair share of sunshine. We're just downsizing since the boys have both left home.
Well, good luck with your new start.
Thanks. It'll take some getting used to after nearly 2 decades in the suburbs.
Why does the woman mention Florida? Number 18.
I must say, I was quite disappointed with your final essay, even though the plan you had presented seemed quite promising.
I was a bit pushed for time and...
What I'm saying is that you only scratched the surface of the issue.
Oh, I thought the theoretical side was strong.
Maybe too strong. You quote a wide range of sources, but you don't really consider their relevance.
What is the main problem with the essay? Number 19.
We could really use a new dishwasher. This one has seen better days for sure.
Well, we've got to pay for the car insurance this month, so we'll have to make do for a while.
I suppose so. It's in working order. That's what matters, I guess.
Do you think so? I mean, the silverware is far from spotless, unless that's the new detergent.
I doubt it's that. I got the premium brand.
What do they agree on? Number 20.
How's the review for your biology test going?
It's useless. I studied all afternoon and nothing sunk in.
Surely something stuck. You've been through the flashcards as I suggested, right?
Yeah, and through my notes. I think I'm just going to give up for the day.
Take a breather and get some fresh air. Maybe you can do some more later.
What does the man suggest? End of part 1.